I comprehend.
What a way to start any morning.
I tell you, yeah.
His absolute favourite.
Oh, my
Symphony
God.
Symphony Red of a Friday as well.
Why do that? Do that? It's that the start harsh. Of the weekend. We go and play rubbish music like that. I suppose it's good to get the rubbish out of the way early. You'll be 40 beyond soon enough. Get that. There you go.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
So, you know yourself.
Happy Friday, folks. Welcome along. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. We are out and about today. We're live from Stewart's Care in Palmerstown. It's all part of the build-up now to Sunday and the big family fun day, the summer fair that's happening this Sunday between 11 and 4. So they brought us out to check out the place, sure everything's going okay.
And there's a bit of tension already in the house.
I'll tell you something.
I have to say, here I am in a Bowes jersey and a Shamrock Rovers man running the show over there. In fairness, you did give me a sausage roll, but I have a feeling it may have been poisoned.
Yeah, because there was talk. I walked off without my Dubs jersey. I had my Dubs jersey planned for today because they're having a bit of a jersey day later on, aren't they?
It's a football jersey day in here,
as far as I know, anyway. I thought I heard that mentioned. So you became decked out in your bowl stuff.
Yeah.
And greeted by a Shamrock Rovers jersey.
By Tom.
Walked
is
in.
It Tom?
No, Keith.
Keith, I beg your pardon.
Keith, So that's it. That's where we're going to be broadcasting live from today. Or this is where we are for the day. You can't join us today, but of course Sunday is when everybody's welcome as part of this family fun fair, this summer fair that's happening between 11 and 4 on Sunday. That's what we're kind of building up to. And a whole load of things, because it's all about celebrating this 150 years serving the community for Stewart's Care here in Palmerstown. And there's loads of stuff. There's like a black tie gala ball later year and all sorts. Yeah, we won't get invited to that.
I was just wondering, there wasn't a word about it.
No, we won't get invited to that.
We're invited to football jersey day, but the old black tie ball. No room for us in there.
They'll bring you in, they'll give you a sausage roll. But you're not loose among normal people.
I don't blame them. I can't say I blame them. Yeah.
But listen, all the regular bits and pieces still apply. Of course, you can still get in touch with us on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. We'll have all the regulars. We'll have the hit bit. We'll have the breakfast table quiz. We'll have all the usual crack. So listen, happy Friday, live from Stewart's Care in Palmerstown here at Classic Hits. Kelly Stanton, Young Hearts Run Free here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim live today out and about at Stewart's Care in Palmerstown, as we build up to their big summer fair on Sunday between 11 and 4. So we're here broadcasting live today. Hopefully you'll be able to join the gang on Sunday. Looks like it's going to be a fantastic day. And weather-wise, actually, the prediction for the weekend weather-wise...
Is it good?
Absolutely fantastic.
Get out of it. Oh.
Absolutely fantastic. They're talking about Sunday being maybe up to 25 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Proper sunny and everything.
Actually, I should know that, seeing as though I recorded some weather yesterday.
By the way, the reason we're here today and not actually on Sunday is because I couldn't kind of persuade PJ to work the Sunday as well. I have him up to the Saturday.
My God. Yeah.
I couldn't persuade him to do the Sunday, so
and
we had to do the show now in advance of Sunday, if you know what I mean. Even though Sunday's the big day, he wouldn't work on a Sunday, so we had to bring him out now.
Unbelievable. You're giving out to me now. You managed to convince us to work twice last Saturday. Twice. Like I'm some kind of fireman that's important.
Actually, speaking of which, I just mentioned English John, of course, as always, taking care of business back at base. Fantastic character that he is, and he has to take care of the techie things. When we did our first little chat there, he mentioned that PJ was a bit too loud on the old microphone, you know. His microphone was up a bit too loud, so he said I adjusted it, and he said it was like sharing a car with a fire alarm.
That's very nice of him, isn't it? I'll say something for English John. He's a subtle cutting sort of a character, really, isn't he?
There's a certain way about him. Anyway, listen, do you want to get stuck into a few birthdays?
I don't know how many of these we'll necessarily
get through, right?
Right, but our best.
Unfortunately, we do have to start with one that's a little bit...
At this stage, working with you, if you do win anyway, all I'm going to get is a Sunday off, so it doesn't really matter anymore.
Yeah, you can have your own Sunday. You can have your own... Would you like to do your own Sunday show, actually?
No, leave me alone. Get out of it.
Right, okay, birthdays today. As I say, unfortunately, it's a bit of a one to start with, because it's Bill Cosby's birthday today.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah.
I kind of feel like it should be He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Yeah, so it's starting at the criminals, getting them out.
Yeah,
like,
just
it's a bit like
criminals.
Starting the show with Simply Red, isn't it?
Yeah.
You start with the stuff you'd
rather
ignore.
I thought I'd give you everything early doors.
Yeah, you know what you mean. I see what you're doing. At least, you're planning. You're getting all the chaff out of the way for us.
You better believe
Bill Cosby. What a bozo he turned out to be.
I tell you something, though. That must represent one of the greatest falls from grace. Because as you often said, he was like America's dad.
Yeah.
For years during the 80s and everything like that. And
Oprah was America's
hero
mother,
to zero.
And Cosby was America's dad.
Yeah.
And it all just went spectacular.
Turns out he was...
Well, it didn't all suddenly go spectacular.
Not the sort of dad you'd like to have.
Turns out he was awful the whole time.
Yeah.
Now, like, OJ was another one. He was the one that, like, he was so big.
Actually,
in the
that was another one, yeah.
He was in the Naked Gun movies and all, and he was a huge star. And then, of course, well, then he goes and writes a book about how he would have murdered his wife. What a weird, what an absolute. I'll tell you something.
So it's
famous it, people, you can't trust
so them. So this is it. Like, Cosby's in jail at the moment, is he? And will be forever and ever, amen, is he?
I certainly hope so, yeah. I don't know, is the answer. Yeah. I know he got. But he was doing gigs and all recently again.
What?
Yeah! Yeah,
that's
people
weird.
Were still going to see him, and I was just going, I don't believe a word of it because I decided he's funny, yeah. And therefore that means there's no way he did the things he's accused of.
That's how you'll get away with it forever and ever.
Jeepers, Jim.
I know. PJ's a bit. I don't know, but you know, but he's funny though. Let him go.
I definitely haven't done anything. but I gotta say, right. Bill Cosby, he's got. But he'd be like 72.
82.
Is he?
82.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. It's been a long time.
I was just going to say, yeah, it took him a long time. Right. What about Brian Cody? Kilkenny legend.
Oh, yeah.
Manager of. How many?
Brian Cody, yeah.
How many All-Irelands does he have?
Oh, I don't know. But I tell you something, it's a disgrace. He's a disgrace. Kilkenny should have been split into 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago.
And the funding should have been questioned.
And Tipperary split into four. I think it's only fair. I mean, the size of the place. It's unbelievable.
You might, listeners, just pick up on a slight bit of a sarcasm from a dub here.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Just had to listen to an awful lot of this kind of carry on.
Are you joking? I never mentioned you brought Dublin into this. I said Kilkenny should be split into probably six, actually.
I say at least six.
Yeah. Thomas Town should be on its own.
Distribution of resources.
Yeah, Kilkenny City on its own. I know what I mean. And Tipperary is the worst part of Kilkenny anyway. So,
yeah.
I'm going to say again, Brian Cody, who is, he's a bit of a legend in fairness. Hard to know because he's one of those men.
Nev, how many All-Irelands would they have? Is it nine?
Nine.
I think he's got nine.
Well, see, that's amazing. And you know Brian Cody wasn't born.
What? No.
No, he came out
he
of
was
the ground.
Carved. He was carved out
he
of ash.
Out of the ground, yeah. He came out of under a tree. They levelled a tree in Kilkenny about 2,000 years ago and he was just standing there.
A special Cody tree.
All right, I gotta say, well, that's a hard one.
Yeah,
it'd be like 62,
65.
All right,
not
okay.
a bad effort. No,
not so bad.
Right, what about Cheryl Ladd? Do you remember Charlie's Angels?
Yeah, which one was she?
She was the one that sort of came in at the end. She wasn't.
What?
I wasn't sure she was
the
proper
was
the Charlie's Angel.
One.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I don't know. Oh, that's a tough. Yeah.
We leave her. Will we?
That was the one. Your Charlie never noticed the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, girls. If you can see, if you were just, if you were,
if you
ever,
bothered to show up,
if you
for
ever
meeting,
actually turned up and didn't just use the metal
if
phone.
If you ever
on
bothered
table,
to show up for a meeting once in a while,
you'd
Charlie,
know that there's.
You'd notice we've actually got a new member
one
now.
One of these isn't the same, and nobody's told you. They're gone with the same name and everything the entire time.
She was meant to be. Wasn't she meant to be somebody's sister or cousin or? Something like that. That's how they kind of got around it.
Oh, was it? I thought they just never.
It wasn't like a sort of a Coronation Street thing where one character went upstairs and came down a totally different person.
Yeah.
But nobody said that in the
building. That's what I thought it was. And like in Dallas, and Fair City's brilliant where they get a person in and they're not even remotely the same height or anything.
Or somebody goes away to college and they come back and everything, they're different hair colour, different eye colour.
Yeah.
No, they just grew up a bit.
Your woman comes back from college with a mustache and all.
Yeah, a different gender.
Oh, dear. Jeepers, I haven't a clue. She's 73.
She's 68.
Oh,
so not a bad effort, to be fair.
Not a bad effort.
Exactly.
Right,
I'll tell you what. Let's bash through. I have a few from Saturday, right? We'll bash through because I think these could be better for you.
Right.
Because they're a bit more you. For example, Patrick Stewart.
Oh.
I mean, you being a Star Trek superhero.
Yeah, Jean-Luc Picard himself.
Yeah.
What a legend that fella is. Oh, yeah. He's coming back to do another one. They must be paying him millions for it.
There's a thing called Picard. I think they're going to call the show Picard.
They are, yeah. Imagine it.
What a great voice he has as well. He was great in X-Men even and all that.
Yeah, he's one of those voices that, you know, as soon as he opens his mouth, he can make you feel stupid in a sentence.
He's a bit like
English John, actually.
Yeah, exactly. It's a gift.
So he'd be like English John. He'd be saying, what's PJ like? It's a bit like sharing a car with a fire alarm. He has that move, doesn't he?
Which is a great line.
That's the best that's going to be in the new Star
Trek. That will be it, yeah.
Jean-Luc Picard, 71.
79. Oh, looks well on it, though.
Looks amazing.
Looks well on it,
He's got abs. Imagine having abs at 79.
Does he?
Yeah. Abs.
How'd you get to see them?
Actually, he'd just be having... If you were 79 and you had abs, would you not be down the pool
that's
every
true,
day?
That's true, yeah. I'd be walking around
he's
the
there
nip
in his little
all the time.
Because he's got French background and all, doesn't he? So he'd be there with the pool with his smalls and all the time.
You know his name is Patrick? His name isn't Jean-Luc.
Picard. Jeez.
It's Patrick Stewart.
Picard. Jeez, Jim, you just don't pay attention.
I know, yeah, you're right, sorry. What a bozo I am. What about Harrison Ford? Let's stick with the old Star stuff. Star Wars, Harrison Ford. Who should really stop now with the old Indiana Jones.
He should, yeah.
He should pack that in.
The fact that he's crashing planes in real life.
Yeah.
That's when you start going.
That's when you know, yeah. Your superhero days are over.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Sure, just remember the controversy about him yesterday. Whether there was three or four Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah.
And then a couple of flutes texted in and said seven.
Seven.
What? You're talking about offshoots or ones you made yourself
or
at home.
As you said, just because you watched it twice doesn't mean it was a different movie.
Harrison Ford, 81.
77. Right, and the last one is...
Bad today.
I don't really know how to...
This
could be good because it's kind of a memory of your childhood, or it could be awful because it could bring back horrible memories of your failings as a child.
Oh, but it's nice to think of them all the time.
It's always a good thing to get one of them in. But anyway, Erno Rubik, the bloke who invented the Rubik's Cube.
Right, in the
if you can hear that, if you can hear that smattering of laughter, it's to do with PJ's face when he... Like Rubik's Cube, it's like saying to him, remember when you did your leaving cert?
Remember, oh, jeez. Remember when the man who wrote the algebra book in school?
Does it be like, did you have a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, we all had a Rubik's Cube.
And all you did was change the stickers around, wasn't it?
Change the stickers around.
That's what everybody did.
And then you could
did,
never
yeah,
get
yeah.
them to be straight. They yeah, always...
Yeah.
It was
and people always knew you'd been messing with it.
Always, yeah.
Because the glue
yeah.
was all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Rubik's Cube.
What do you have to do to yourself? You've had to start to sound funny all of a sudden. There, you're back again.
Oh,
you're messing with
I'm after breaking a microphone. So look, I can't just give a Rubik's Cube. I can't even talk into a microphone. Yeah,
right,
more than this
go on
is.
Then, how old is he?
100.
He's 75. Oh my God. I don't think he was taking that one seriously. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout this morning, live today from Stewart's Care in Palmerstown here for Classic Hits.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff, Tara. Thanks a million. 6:32. Happy Friday, TT.
Happy Friday, Jim. It's so nice to get to Friday. So nice to get to Friday.
It? What's it like? Are you kind of sitting there lonely? Are you sobbing into your coffee this morning?
I'm so devo. It's lovely. It's really relaxing. It's calm. I'm flicking through the papers. There's no one to hassle or annoy me. Myself and English John are getting on famously.
Yeah. Right, well, that's it then. Yeah, you've asked for this. Go on,
read out the menu.
Surrounded by a plate of sausage rolls, are you? I don't think so. Have you got a breakfast coming? Freshly cooked? What am I called, Pete? I don't think so.
Have you got literally gorgeous coffee on tap within a what, two steps away, would you say?
Well, let's just say if I farted, I could knock out the barista.
not to mention half of Palmerstown know you, PJ, to be fair. Right, time to swiftly move on, John. Thank you very much. Don't you wish your girlfriend was Yeah, there's the Pussycat Dolls, Don't You Hear a Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you live out and about today at Stewart's Care in Palmerstown as we take part in the celebrations. Building up to Sunday, of course. Sunday's the start of the big celebration, celebrating 150 years serving the community. Kicks off with that fabulous summer fair this Sunday between 11 and 4 p.m. So if you're around this neck of the woods, Palmerstown area at all, on Sunday, it's a big family fun day. It's going to be all sorts of stuff. There's an inflatable climbing wall, PJ.
Fantastic, yeah.
I mean, literally, can you think of a nicer thing to be doing of a Sunday?
Not really. Most climbing walls are better.
And there's a slide for you.
It's getting better.
Barbecue.
Be better still.
You're there.
Now you're there.
And look, therapy dogs.
Ah, sure, there's dogs. I'm interested straight away.
My God, nobody will keep you away from the police. It's also a big raffle draw as well, loads of big prizes on the day. So that's 11 to 4 this coming Sunday, the kickoff really of the big kind of 150 years of celebration. If you're not familiar with Stewart's Care, by the way, which I have to confess I wasn't.
No, me neither. No,
but apparently they're the largest provider of care, education and support services in the greater Dublin West area. So people of all ages with intellectual disability, they get the chance to kind of live independent, happy lives because of the services here. So it's a great, great thing.
That's a great
150
place,
years, that's some going, isn't it?
I know, it is. 150 years is amazing. I mean, I'm only really getting the information now because I came in, had coffee and sausage rolls. That's obviously for anyone.
Yeah.
It's your priority on a morning like this.
Yeah.
But getting myself into it now, people starting to arrive. Look at us.
Some of the service users are going to be with us, I think, a bit later on. 8:30, that neck of the woods.
All right, yes.
Looking forward to that. And, of course, you can still get in touch with us. 087-188-0008. We're here. We're on WhatsApp. Loads of people getting in touch. Len from Limerick has been on. Richie the trucker. Paddy's not a happy man. He only got about 15 minutes sleep last night.
Ah, sure, 15
minutes. In Dundalk.
It's more than you got tonight. Before, judging by the text out of that fella.
And I tell you, and you know who's back as well? Dan 2.0.
Oh,
and you know where he's back from? From Lanzarote.
Lanzarote,
he's back from. Right. I tell you, long road from Lanzarote to Newtown Shandrum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a long road
to Newtown Shandrum
from Lanzarote, where I was on me halls.
Yeah, there you go. Welcome home, Dan 2.0. Yeah. I hope you had a wonderful time. Ballads will be written of the occasions
of your journeys. Yeah. But as I say,
he was on the plane writing them all on the way home, wasn't he?
He knew that was coming. I suspect he knew that was coming. Anyway, but if you do want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. We are going to do all the regular bits and bobs, the breakfast table quiz, the hit bits, all the way.
Bit, yeah. The pool well. Was freezing. The beer was colder. Just get the
You've started him now.
You started me now, dude.
There'll be no stopping. Yes. The only thing to do is get another sausage roll into that man.
And like keep Jim said, I think with the hit bit, we might as well keep it at 700 quid today.
Yeah.
Throw in the extra fiver because it's Friday and all that sort of
absolutely. Practice. And also, I have to say thanks to Neville. Neville is here with us as well. And he's, because I walked off without my Dubs jersey earlier on.
You did?
And they are having a kind of a football jersey day today.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. And of course, Jim
now
turned
I'm bedecked.
Up, and Jim turned up looking all normal and all. Jeepers. I'm letting everybody down.
So now I look like a proper athlete.
Yeah, he does, yeah. He's bet into it.
Yeah. Look at that. Fantastic.
Yeah, so we're all bet into our jerseys today now.
So listen, as I say, if you want to give us a shout, feel free. WhatsApp is free, of course, if you want to get us 087-188-0008. We're here all morning, but building up to the big one on Sunday, the summer fair between 11 and 4 here at Stewart's Care. Live here on Classic Hits. Yeah, live this morning from Stewart's Care here in Palmerstown. Of course, heading towards 7 o'clock. On the other side of 7, it is the hit bit.
The hit bit, which we are making 700 quid for the day that's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Being a Friday.
You being a flash git.
I've seen as though we fivers all over the gaff. You know what I mean? you know the way me and Jim are. Handfuls of fivers.
Yeah, happy Friday, folks. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim live today out and about. We're here at Stewart's Care in Palmerstown for the morning, all building up as we were saying earlier on, to the big celebrations happening on Sunday. Sunday's the big day. That's when it all kicks off, the summer fair. It's all part of the celebrations for 150 years serving the community for Stewart's Care in Palmerstown. Loads of stuff planned for the year that's in it. We only got invited to the summer fair bit. They won't let us into the black tie ball later on in November.
Apparently our football jerseys weren't clean enough coming in this morning. Apparently
we got invited to this sort of general access area, all the VIP stuff. That's later in November, the black tie ball thing.
And I think when they said general access area, for us they meant sort of like around the town.
Anyway, that's where we are this morning. Of course, you can join us on Sunday. Sunday is going to be a fantastic day. It's a big family day. There's all sorts of stuff. And actually, if you're a bit of a foodie, we were just talking to Neville there while the news and stuff was on.
Yeah.
If you're a bit of a foodie, my God, the stuff that's lined up for Sunday.
You're in for a treat.
A Prosecco van and everything.
A Prosecco van.
Oh, you hear that? Roars of approval from the crowd on that one.
And of course, our favourites, the gourmet food parlour people, will be
going to be
up
here
as well. They
and if you're a Wimbledon fan, they have a plan for a big screen, huge screen, so you'll be able to watch the Wimbledon kind of finals day on Sunday as well.
Stop.
And loads of stuff with the kids and all that. There's a barbecue and there's a big inflatable climbing wall. So anyway, 11 to 4 on Sunday, the big summer fair here at Stewart's Care in Palmerstown.
Which, by the way, the climbing wall for me, Jim.
Prosecco for me and the inflatable climbing wall for PJ. Fantastic. Right, listen, a couple of people to say hi to. We have to give a shout out to all the nurses and care staff who are on night duty. You're nearly there is the message, because they'll be knocking off about 8 o'clock, is it?
Oh my God.
About 8 o'clock.
It's still night duty time now.
So you can come along and you can say hi to us in the cafe. Is it Kaizen? Is that how you pronounce it?
Cafe Kaizen, is it?
Yeah. So before you head home, you can pop along and say hi to us here. We also have to say hi to Breed, who's en route to work at Stewart's. By the way, Donegal having a hope at the weekend from Jackie and Louise.
There you go. So there's dicks flying already.
There's a great bit of sporting rivalry
isn't there?
And also hi to Linda, who's apparently tucked up in bed listening to the show. She's on her day off. Fair play to you, Linda.
That's the way forward. Enjoy your day off. It's nice to know your workmates still want to bother you on your day off.
You never fully escape.
Never fully escape. And by the way, Jim, I have to say, you know the way I love a conspiracy theory every so often. Like, I do.
And
I have to say, I've been going on for years about it. You know the way your phone, as soon as you think of something, your phone decides to go, were you just thinking about carpets? Yeah, do you want a number for Des Kelly? Because I have one here for you. You
know, it's amazing.
Your phone just knows
they're
these
in
things.
Your head.
It's in your head straight away. Even like you think, you feel hungry. Your stomach rumbles and your phone goes, do you know something? Do you know where you're near now?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. And I've been going on for years saying that internet people are listening to our thoughts.
Yeah.
Or at least what we say, because our thoughts is a bit harder.
You're one step away from the full tinfoil hat, aren't you?
step away. I've got a selection of tinfoil hats.
Yeah, in various guises. Trilbies, yeah. Stetsons.
Yeah, I've got the old flat one. Yeah, I've got the Dublin supporters one. Yeah, loads of them. So now Google have admitted, it's a tiny corner in the paper today, by the way.
Yeah.
And it should be, if you ask me, front page news. Google have finally admitted that, yes, they do let some of their workers listen to audio recordings from the Google Home Smart Speakers.
No
which
way.
Isn't a very catchy name for a product.
Is that the one where you talk into it and you go, turn the radio on or lights on?
It's essentially like the Amazon one, you know.
Yeah, like Alexa. Yeah.
But I know for years that things have been listening to us. My phone listens to me all the time and actually is rude enough sometimes to go, you know when you're walking, having a chat with your mates and suddenly your phone goes, sorry, I didn't quite get that.
Yeah.
And you're like, you shouldn't be, no one was talking to you. You mind your own business.
That happens to me all the time. You know, because, you know, I have a tendency to say things like, are you serious? And then your phone will go, sorry, what? I was serious about what? I'm always serious.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I did not quite get that. So your phone's not only listening, but now it's interrupting conversations as well. So we knew this. I'm just so surprised it's a small story. So they did say they apparently only listen to snippets, and they use it to help with voice recognition technology. Well, in your case, it's definitely because they're always going to gym. What are you going on? What are you talking about? What did you say? So through their smart speakers. So they are listening. They are absolutely listening. Yeah. It's only small, and it should be front page news. I mean, it's a scandal. And nobody here is even looking frightened. You're all smiling at me.
Yeah. Do you know why that is? That's because nobody's listening to you.
Well, phone is listening to me.
Literally, your speaker and your phone are the only thing that goes, no, you're right, PJ. Fair play to you. It's like that's why PJ has this great story.
I'm literally on the radio and no one's listening to me except for the people in Google.
Yeah.
Through me phone.
Through your phone. It's like that time. You remember that time you told the story when you were doing your stand-up and you did this big bit. This was early doors in the last tour.
Yeah.
And you did this big bit and for some reason it didn't quite happen.
And you forget that in Ireland you're not allowed to have a laugh at Damien Dempsey, right? Because it's like slagging off Christy Moore. Yeah. You're not allowed. So this big bit about Damien Dempsey and whether if he's at home, does he talk the same way in normal life as he does about in the songs, you know?
Yeah.
So he's there going, does he ring a pizza and go, I'll have a pepperoni with cheese and some jalapeno, deliver these to my address, you know? Does he take his car to the mechanic and like, I put the key in the ignition, she wouldn't turn over. I think it's the battery, call the factory. You know, and I did this huge thing and a big song. And at the end,
silence.
No, silence. They were looking at me going, not a word. And one woman stood up and went, good man, PJ. And that was
fair play to you.
Fair play to you. Good man, PJ.
So there you go. Proof positive. I'm surprised your phone didn't go, but that went well.
I actually think she was working for Google. She came in just to have a look. Yeah. So there you go.
Anyway, listen, we're listening.
Things we've learned. Your phone is listening and never slag Damien Dempsey. The lessons of the day. The moral of the morning.
We're listening to you, though. You can get us on WhatsApp, of course, 087-188-0008. Live this morning from Stuart's Care in Palmerstown here on Classic Hits. Guaranteed Irish, Dancing in the Moonlight, Thin Lizzy here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you out and about live from Stuart's Care in Palmerstown. But all the regular bits and pieces, including the hit bit. We're playing today the hit bit. You can ring in as normal. You can give us a shout, rather, on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. PJ has decided to up the ante again.
Yes.
Still flashing our cash.
Flashing the cash, 700 quid.
700 bills we're playing
for. Yeah, we have to go. And by the way, classichits.ie is where you need to go at this stage because there is so many wrong answers there for the hit bit at this stage.
Yeah.
You don't want to waste a guess if you get
now,
on.
I think English John has it standing by, so let's have a listen, John.
There good
you
man.
Go. Yeah.
There you
see
go.
That? Look, he gets going, he can't stop that man.
Is just, did someone give English John a drum kit for the morning? He's just shooting up for his gig later. 700 quid, of course, 087-188-0008. Don't send us your guess. Just send us your name that you want to play, and we'll get you on trying to give you those few quid to get your weekend going off to a great start.
We are live this morning from Stuart's Care in Palmerstown. Great bunch gathering here with us. Did we establish it's Cafe Kaizen, is it?
Cafe Kaizen.
Right, Kaizen. That's where we are, in Stuart's Care in Palmerstown. Looking forward to, after sort of 8 o'clock, some of the service users are going to actually be joining us. So looking forward to that. That's around about 8, half 8. But before that, of course, it is the hit bit. And even though we're out and about, you can still play. English John is taking care of business back at base. So we're going to have a go at the hit bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Making it 700 quid for the Friday that's in it. So there you go, yeah.
John, have you got it there? There you go, brilliant. So that's it, right? You've heard it many times. You can hear it again on classichits.ie. All the previous guesses are there as well. Should normally be 690 today, but of course, PJ being the flash dude that he is, sporting his Bohemians football club jersey, has decided to throw cash at it.
Yeah, so there you go, banging out the flyers. John playing the hip bit live in studio with his drum kit this morning. So it's a really special day. We'd love to give it away to you. 087-188-0008.
There you go, the Spice Girls here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks out and about today. PJ and myself at Stuart's Care in Palmerstown. Of course, the reason we're here is we're building up to the big summer fair that's happening this Sunday between 11 and 4pm. There's so much stuff going on, big family day, all sorts of stuff. And actually, a couple of the interesting bits and pieces, I might have mentioned this earlier, as well as the kind of, you know, the inflatable climbing wall and the barbecue, and we said all the foodie stuff and the Prosecco van and the big screen. See the way, every time you mention the Prosecco thing, it gets a huge shout from everybody.
Yeah.
Prosecco seems to be like, it's like a magical word.
Yeah, it seems
that
to
wakes everybody up.
Do a lot more than the old hunger healing stuff, yeah.
So that's going on. And of course, if you're a Wimbledon fan, there's a massive, massive screen planned as well. You'll be able to watch Wimbledon while you're here. Hopefully it's going to be a fantastic weather day, which is the prediction.
It looks like it's going to be a fantastic day.
And there's also a special autism-friendly area that is being set up as well. And there'll be therapy dogs here as well. So
that's
it's really cool. Like, it's
as long as there's dogs around. Is there any situation dogs don't make better?
Food and dogs, and it's pretty much your idea of heaven.
Yeah, food, dogs, and an inflatable wall.
What could possibly go wrong, eh? So it's going to be a cracking day, 11 to 4 this coming Sunday. I'm sure it's going to be an absolute belter of a day.
And then we're at the dogs, because Daniel Sturridge, remember we were talking about Daniel Sturridge's
dog? Did that ever get resolved?
The little fella, Lucci or whatever his name was, the little fella.
Lucci, I think.
Lucci got stolen, his house was burgled and they took his little Lucci away, and he was offering mad money to get his dog back. 20 grand first, he offered £20,000, then £30,000, it went up to 35 grand. Eventually it didn't cost him a single penny because Lucci was found and returned, and he's back with his best buddy again. I don't know.
It's a great end to that story, right? But the only thing about it is, with a name like, when your dog is called Lucci,
yeah,
you sort of wanted it to go a little bit mafiosa.
You did, yeah.
You wanted it kind of, I need to get the money. Or Lucci. Your lucky Lucci. He's going to get it.
Lucky, you know? Lucci will be sleeping with the fishes.
Exactly. Yeah. You just kind of feel it should have gone that way.
It should have gone
when
that way.
When your dog's name is Lucci, you need a little bit, you know.
And then when the dog walked back in, it should have been very undramatic. Instead of running into each other's arms, it should have been, "You're home."
Yeah.
Of course I am. Thank you, my brother, for looking after me, for taking care of my affairs. It will never be forgotten.
Yeah,
it should have been a bit like that.
Why didn't you pay the ransom?
Yeah, and in fairness, men were hired, you know, and like that's what happens. Actually, there's great stories now because we all know the dog is back and Daniel Sturridge is happy and all that again. You have to be, even if he is a Liverpudler, you'd have to be happy for the man, you know what I mean? But now, all these ex-police, it turns out, have gone into the pet detective business. Apparently, pet detective business is huge now, especially over in the UK. And there's a few here.
You're joking.
Yeah, so a lot of them are like retired
Jim Carrey
cops.
Was a trendsetter.
Yeah, and it's a thing, right? So there's one guy who's not only is Chris in the papers today, right? He's a pet detective. You can find him if you need him. He's on the internet, but his name is Pet Detective Chris. And he's out there, ex-cop, and he's talking about how much his services are needed. He gets up to 10 calls a week for people looking for their pets that go missing.
Go missing as in, like, through just, you know, they get lost, or as in stolen?
Who knows? Jim, I'm not the expert. The pet detective Chris is the expert. You'd have to talk to him. But it's a pricey affair, right?
Yeah.
So you're talking, it's 400 euros for 4 hours work, right? So
he comes
out, yeah. He comes out, or else he
carry out surveillance.
He's given a whole day for 900 quid, which is a different thing.
Yeah.
Right? So he comes out for the whole day. Now, they say they're experts, they're animal experts in their behaviour, in their patterns. They definitely have experience being detectives previously when it comes to humans.
Yeah.
So they have these expertise and things they can put into effect when they need to find your pet, animal. Right?
You see, what would be absolutely fantastic, though, is it's one thing if, say, an owner is looking for his pet, right? So the pet goes missing and the owner hires a pet detective.
Yeah.
All right, that's one thing, that'd be great. But what would be fantastic is if one pet hired a pet detective for another pet. Listen,
yeah.
Chris, to be honest with you, I think she's playing away. I think she might be at it with the Labrador in number 47. I'd like you to surveil her.
Leave her with me. Or if, like me, if they're an adopted dog, like I was adopted, and they want to find their parents.
Yeah.
Maybe you get a pet detective.
And they hire the pet detective. Chris, I need to know where I'm from.
He gets a DNA test and goes, I hate to break it to you. You're half terrier. Your parents could be anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, I grew up thinking I was a sighthound. Yeah. But it's an expensive business. But I would say, listen, I would be careful with it, right? Because I have a personal experience. An ex of mine, she had her uncle's cat went missing.
Right. Every story that starts with my ex's uncle's cat went missing, you know you're on. You know you're on to a winner straight away. Straight away, you know this is going to be good. I'd settle down and get yourself another coffee for this one. This will go anywhere.
Anyway, the uncle's cat went missing, and the auntie was devastated. Devastated.
Right.
Whereas the uncle was more about, "Sir, cat's come back. Leave it. It'll be work itself out." Anyway, now a pet detective, and this is in Ireland, was called in, right?
Yeah.
And the pet detective, he came out. And he asked all these questions to look what they look like. What were they into? That's a big thing. What are they into? What would they normally do? They have a favourite toy that has gone missing at the same time?
Right.
And to track the behaviour, the food it would have liked. And he said, maybe we can find other food sources in the neighbourhood. Your cat, unfortunately, she was warned, may have been kidnapped and maybe in someone else's house.
Shock.
If the food source is better.
I wish I'd have gotten John to play some dramatic music for this bit.
So he came out and he spent 2 days investigating, right? So we're talking the guts of, back then, maybe about, 600-700 quid has been spent.
Wow.
He comes back and says, "I hate to break it to you. Your breed of cat and the fact that it went missing without a trace, your cat, I hate to say, has probably most likely been kidnapped."
Oh my God.
"And there's not a lot I can do." So a week later, devastated that they opened the shed and the cat was sitting in the shed. And the poor fellow was starving.
Somebody had locked him in the shed by accident.
But the pet detective never thought to maybe look in the shed. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? He'd been all around the neighbourhood and climbing into people's gardens.
I'm going to go out.
Looking through their windows to see if they had a cat in the house.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say he wasn't a proper pet detective at all.
But anyway, the cat was in the shed for a week, the poor fecker.
Be warned, people.
Probably
be warned.
I wouldn't say there'll ever be a rat or a mouse in that shed again, which is the benefit, but there you go. So I would say be warned. It is a tale of warning.
Absolutely. So. We're live out and about, set Stuart's Care in Palmerstown. Hit Bit on the way here at Classic Hits.
Classic Hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Go for it.
Hit Bit.
Hit Bit. Quality.
There you go.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, you just witnessed a live rendition of PJ's Hit Bit jingle.
Tell
you something. You were the first to witness that, by the way.
Yeah.
Hope you realise how lucky you are.
And I'd say you all look dramatically unimpressed with that effort.
Yeah.
There you go.
He was waiting for a round of applause there.
Yeah. I tell you, if Magic Mike hadn't dented the confidence earlier in the week, it's definitely gone now altogether.
Yeah, it's lost its sparkle a little bit, I have to confess, since Magic Mike did it.
Two Maccabe. Unbelievable. Right. You as well.
Well, at least the Hit Bit is worth a nice round 700 quid today.
Yeah, 700 quid is what you're going to give you for the Hit Bit today. It sounds exactly like this. Well, it used to sound like that. John's dropped his drumsticks in the studio.
There
used to be a sound there, but anyway.
You can kind of imagine it. There you go.
Hey. Go on, John, with the drum.
To be fairness, even if he hadn't have got it, we could have gone, it sounds a little bit like this. Exactly the same as that.
So there you go. The Hit Bit is worth 700 quid. That's what it sounds like. And Anne Sweeney of Dublin is going to play first. How are you getting on, Anne?
I'm grand. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Anne.
What's the crack, Anne? What's your weekend plans ahead?
No plans. Just going to have a rest after a hard week's work.
Right, so even if you win 700 quid, you're going to do nothing with it.
No, she's going to lie there counting it.
Yeah,
that's what she's going to do. Just lie back and count it.
Right, so 700 quid's worth of nothing on the line, and what do you think it is?
Okay, I think it's Books Fizz Making Your Mind Up.
But, Anne, I have a feeling we did this one before.
Really?
Oh, no! Yeah.
I have a feeling we did!
Now, Ash is with us, right? But because
Anne, are you saying you didn't check the website?
I did, I checked it yesterday.
Oh, well, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. There's a fair chance PJ's wrong. It happens a lot.
Okay.
Honestly, it's happened once or twice as
many. Now, I don't know whether Ash is going to do any puns because we've got a live audience and she's a bit embarrassed. Is there a pun for this or are you just going to say yes or no? No, she's just saying no.
Wrong. So Ash has made her mind up. Hey, I'm doing them, Jim. No.
Hey, Ash has made her mind up.
And you, Anne, are out of here. Okay, sorry, Anne, but have a great weekend.
Have a good day, Anne. Cheers.
Oh, she's gone already. She doesn't hang around. She wants to get into nothing as fast as she can.
Absolutely.
So online to Janice. How are you, Janice in Kildare?
Morning, guys.
How are you, Janice?
How are you? Not too bad.
All good, I have to say. Yeah, it's good day today out and about here in Stuart's Care in Palmerstown. We're having the crack.
Yeah, any weekend plans for yourself, Janice?
Yeah, I've got a 50 tomorrow night, actually.
Oh, lovely. Very good. Anyone you'd like to say happy birthday to, then?
Gary Boyle is his name. Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Happy birthday,
welcome
Gary.
To the fifth floor, Gary. Would it's like a wonderful view from here, you know, yeah. Wonderful view.
Right, so, Gary, if you're listening, she's got 700 quid to spend if she wins this on your birthday.
Get a decent present.
So what do you think it is, Janice?
Rod Stewart, have you ever seen the rain?
Have you ever? What was the name of the song?
Have you ever seen the rain?
Yeah.
Oh, right. It must be a Rod Stewart cover, is it? I thought that was somebody else. But anyway, listen, Ash will know.
Is that right?
Oh. Shake of the nod.
Janice, have you ever felt so wrong?
Look, you're on fire today.
Well, you know what I mean.
If only you knew what the song was.
If only you had a clue what I was talking about, Jim. But we could say that about anything on this show.
Very true, very true. Janice, listen, enjoy the 50th tomorrow. And give Gary our very best, won't you? And have a great Friday.
Thanks, guys. Happy Friday.
Cheers. Take care of yourself. Right, so there we go. Hitbit rolls on. Damien Farrelly later on this afternoon. He'll give you a chance to play.
20 to 5, you can have another go with Damien Farrelly. Of course, he keeps a tenner for himself. So it'll be €690 with him later on.
What a shocker.
Yeah, here on Classic Hits.
Yeah, yeah! Will you stop playing with that radio of yours? I'm trying to get to sleep.
Yeah, a bit of George Michael, too funky here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday to you folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. We're out and about today, of course. We're here at Stewart's Care in Palmerstown. All part of the build-up to Sunday and the big summer fair, the big family fun day this Sunday between 11 and 4 p.m, which is happening here at Stewart's Care. That's all part of their 150 years celebration, 150 years serving the community, and it's kicking off with that summer fair this Sunday. It's going to be an absolutely amazing day. We've been talking about it a little bit through the course of the morning, the stuff that's going on. It's something for absolutely everybody. It's a big family fun day.
It's got everything going on.
If you're a foodie type,
well, you got
and watch this.
Food,
watch what happens. Watch what happens when you say the word prosecco.
Woo!
See that? It's amazing. Yeah. It's like a magic thing. It just. Unbelievable.
8:15 in the morning and they're already looking for
it. It's a great gang. Good buzz building here in Stewart's Care in Palmerstown. But as I say, the big day is Sunday. 11 o'clock in the morning it kicks off, 11 to 4, and it's absolutely everything. There's a big inflatable climbing wall. There's the Prosecco van we mentioned. There's all the foodie stuff that's going on. There's the special autism-friendly area, the therapy dogs. There's barbecue happening. There's big screens
as well. Big screen for Wimbledon as well.
You're going to watch Wimbledon. So a cracking day if you can pop along. And a few people just to say hi to. We have to give a shout out to Emily Myler. Now, Emily, your dad, Emmett, right, was here with us, and he wanted to give a shout out in person. But apparently his boss, Donal, is a bit of a, you know, is a bit iffy. He wouldn't let him be 2 minutes late for work.
Oh, yeah, heard that. Yeah, heard.
Wouldn't let him be 2 minutes late for work. Unbelievable.
Outrageous.
Unbelievable. So, Emily.
Jeepers. Hi to you. Cracking the whip.
Also, Andrea, who is from Stewart's, is celebrating her 60th birthday on a cruise. Is she on a cruise at the moment?
Oh, my God.
And is she listening, do you think?
Oh, the podcast. Yeah, there you go.
Technology's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
I keep forgetting there is a podcast, which is strange, seeing as though I'm on it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Strange for me as well.
Yeah.
And that's from Rachel and Tara Prosecco Smith. Yay! Tell you something. Now you know where the hoops are coming from. And also, we have to mention this as well, because there's over 1,000 staff associated with Stewart's Care, right?
Right.
In all sorts of far-flung places.
1,000?
I know, it's hard to believe, isn't it? Over 1,000 staff, right?
So where are these all?
I'm going to tell you about one of them, right? Because one of them is a guy called Jake Leonard, who's listening at the moment in Sydney, Australia.
A lot of goodies over there.
Well, he might not be direct care related, you know what I mean?
But
anyway, Jake, all the gang wanted to say hi to you. And speaking of Australia.
So there's a great story in the newspapers today about a woman called Kate Baggs from Melbourne, right?
Right.
And she has this thing, she gets migraines, really bad migraines. Now, do you ever get migraines?
Only when I'm with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but that's grand. That's just because mine are.
It's occupational hazard.
I've got contagious migraines, I do.
Why do you get them?
Oh, horrible. Yeah, horrible ones, yeah. Especially if you eat loads of chocolate, which is a terrible injustice, I think.
Yeah. What happens to you? Do you have to go and lie down in a dark room and all?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have one hand over my eye and I just moan for a day. Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, for about a day.
Well, at least it's good to know that you handle it in such a manly way.
Yeah. Excuse me? Yeah, I know. I'm not exactly good when it comes to that type of carry-on. Yeah.
We're not great with pain.
This one, Kate Baggs, it's the worst type of migraine you can get. It's called a hypoglycemic or something. I actually have to get that right.
Right.
It's called hemiplegic migraines. The worst migraine you can get.
Sounds nasty.
And one of the sidekicks off it, or one of the... What's the side effects?
Side effects,
of it,
yeah.
In the worst cases is you can get this thing called foreign accent syndrome, right? So she woke up Went to bed there one night last week and she woke up with an Irish accent. And it's the first time it's ever happened with an Irish accent. So normally people wake up, we've heard of people before where people wake up with a Chinese accent. Yeah. Or, you know, somebody gets a brick in the head or they sound like they got... It's the first ever one where someone's woke up with an Irish accent.
So this woman went to bed with a really bad migraine.
She went to bed
an Australian woman from where? Brisbane, did you say?
Good night, folks. She got a bit of a headache. Gonna go lie down in a dark room, right? Yeah. And then she woke up going... Just, I don't know what's after happening. Although that's the thing, it's like she's the first ever case of foreign accent where it's Irish. She's got an Irish accent.
And now, does it say what sort of Irish accent? Does it say like where it's from or
this
anything?
This is what's annoying me about the story.
Right.
There's no region brought into it. So we don't know if she woke up in the morning and went,
story.
Ollie, what's the story? What's going on? We're having breakfast. I hope I'm getting the old Asher sandwich in. Or if she woke up going, Jesus, I don't know what I want, shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but have the old cork on? Perhaps if you have them. Not a word about why the region.
That is, so that's an actual thing. You can wake up with a different accent.
Apparently so. I the skeptic in me says I'd love to hear the accent because I don't know if it's an Irish accent or is it that stupid accent.
Oh, what if it's a sort of a Darby O'Gill, Tom Cruise thing?
You're a cocker, Shannon. Yeah, that stuff that they do in Far and Away.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or something.
Begorra, I went to bed with a headache.
Yeah, I went to bed with a headache, and I'm after waking up now. And you wouldn't. So yeah, I don't know what the story is, but she's an embroidery artist, right? She lives with her stepmother, and her stepmother thought she was making a joke or messing it up from a movie. She said, "Why are you doing that thing? Did you watch a movie?" And she can't get out of it. She's stuck in the Irish accent. She says it's been over a week, and she hasn't been able to shake it off at all. She started to try and do an Australian accent again herself to put on an Australian accent.
That's brilliant.
But it comes out sounding like Canadian, apparently. So she's trying. So she can't even pretend to do an Australian accent.
That
anymore.
Is hilarious. So she's a genuine Aussie who's trying to put it on. Other people are going, oh, "Yeah, you want plastic Aussie?
Plastic Aussie.
Trying to be one of us."
So she, and then when she tries to do the Australian accent, she's walking around going, "Oh, you know what it's like? Yep. I just saw a moose."
Okay then.
Okay, sorry about that.
Sorry about
being. Sorry about my Irish accent. Such a terrible thing.
Oh, man, that is incredible.
It is the weirdest story ever, although I would say, and I bet, I'm willing to bet money on it, that if she was in Ireland, people would not think it was an Irish accent.
No. It's going to be stage Irish or something, isn't it?
Although it is something nice enough about the Irish accents being literally the accent of pain. That if you feel enough pain, if you enough pain,
the chosen accent of injury.
That if you get into enough pain, if you can get to the worst levels of pain possibly associated to some disease,
you too could become Irish.
You can become Irish. I think she should be given a passport.
Absolutely. Live from Stuart's Care here at Classic Hits. There you go, Girls Aloud, Sound of the Underground here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday, live from Stuart's Care in Palmerstown. Loads going on. If you're not familiar with Stuart's Care in Palmerstown, by the way, which, to be honest with you, we have to kind of confess, neither PJ and myself were particularly.
No, it's all new to us as
well. And it's kind of come as it's an interesting one because it's huge. It's the largest provider of care, education and support services in the greater Dublin West area. And it helps all sorts of people with intellectual disability to live independent, happy lives. So there's loads of stuff going on. They have two special education centres. They support... children and young adults, so through preschool, primary, secondary school, all that sort of stuff. And there's also there's a kind of a public aspect to it as well, because there's a huge state-of-the-art sports centre, and that's open not only to all the service users but to the public as well. So like over 1400 kids every week use the swimming pool, for example.
So
it's here in Palmerstown, so if you're not familiar with it, which, as I say, we weren't.
No, we weren't, which is kind of a bit baffling when you think about it. 1,000 people working here.
And
how many turned out for us? Very nice, you see. Very nice.
Yeah.
Absolutely delighted.
I haven't even made it into the hundreds.
I swear to God, yeah.
Unbelievable.
We're almost in double numbers here this morning.
You think you're a big draw, and then this happens. Unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the reason we're here, of course, is that they're celebrating 150 years serving the community, and it kicks off this Sunday. We've been telling you about it all morning. Big summer fair this Sunday from 11 a.m. right through till 4 p.m. Everything going on, and by all accounts, the weather is supposed to play ball.
It's supposed to be fantastic. It's going to be a cracker weekend. So we were looking at the weather yesterday. I think Saturday's supposed to be good, but Sunday's supposed to be a belter of a day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we did say that some of the service users were going to be joining us, and we have to say hi to Keith and Kathy and Rachel and Peter. And they're from Stuart's Care. They're the Stuart's Care gang that are heading to Dunleary today. They're all part of the book club here at Stuart's Care, and they're heading off to Dunleary about around about half nine. So Keith is with us, gave us that request. Fair play to you, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Good man. So listen, lots going on. We're here all morning, of course. And as I say, the important bit is to get you here on Sunday for this big summer fair that's happening from 11 o'clock. But all the regular bits and pieces are going on. We're going to play the breakfast table quiz.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
All-Ireland final.
I was just going to say, PJ is getting very excited about this. He's got a bit of a sporting twist on it.
We do, because Mayo are currently in the lead, right? What was the score? I think it was 11.
11.
So 11 to score. Donegal going to meet them in what is the final day. So wouldn't it be terrible if Mayo lost the final by a point? Look at them all going mad.
Up as a Mayo-Donegal clash on the breakfast table quiz.
I'm feeling a little bit intimidated all of a sudden. I feel like I should never have brought that up.
PJ and Jim live from Stewart's Care this morning here for Classic Hits. Yeah, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday, folks, live today from Stewart's Care in Palmerstown, building up to the big summer fair this Sunday between 11 and 4 p.m. The celebrations, of course, for the 150 years that Stewart's Care in Palmerstown have been serving the community. There's a whole load of celebrations planned throughout the year. The summer fair is just really kicking it off. And I tell you something, right? We've been doing the OB today, this morning, from Stewart's Care in Palmerstown, and we've done OBs all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Including, like, last weekend, for example, we were at a music festival, right? So a music festival with literally tens of thousands of people, and yet this is the rowdiest one we've ever done.
In the history of our OBs, this is the rowdiest one. Like, Forever Young was pretty mad.
Yeah, this like, is like people at a music festival, thousands of them, getting jarred and everything, and yet this...
It's pretty much, it's actually like somebody else is saying, it's like an early house in here.
Oh, I say it. But it's great crack. And there's loads of people to say hello to. So we have to say hi to Emer Coffee. Actually, this is a birthday request. Emer Coffee, or Coffee, I think it might be, from Raheen in Limerick, is 9 tomorrow. So your Auntie Cathy wanted to say hi to you.
Ah, happy birthday,
Emer.
Happy
birthday to you. Cathy Smith is from Kiltealy in Wexford, I think. Sweet 16 tomorrow. Auntie Tara wanted to say happy birthday to you. And also...
It's turned into a 1980s late show now.
We've suddenly gone all pantomime and everything.
He's
behind you! And with us today is James Byrne, who is assistant manager in fundraising here, right? And there's two things about James. One is that he wanted to give a shout-out to all of his family, but he also, and PJ's going to enjoy this, wanted to give a shout-out to all of the Bohemians Football Club supporters.
Hello, James! On the balls!
It's fantastic. We got Bows, we got Pats, Shamrock Rovers, Finn Harps. I'll tell you something. It's like a League of Ireland show.
It's no wonder it's rowdy in here, Jay.
Football fans, but it's a fantastic morning. It really has been. And Sunday promises to be an amazing day. So hopefully, if you're anywhere around the Palmerstown area on Sunday,
I guess Sunday won't be as rowdy as it is here now, will it? No, it'll be a bit more civilised. Tennis. Sure, it's tennis. It's tennis Prosecco on the bouncy wall. What could go wrong?
Yeah. Therapy dogs and all sorts of things. Actually, we're going to have a chat about it a bit later on after 9 o'clock. We'll be chatting. Is it to the CEO we're going to chat to? Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's here waiting for his chance, thinking, oh my God, I'm not talking to them pair of idiots. God almighty. I can't trust a word out of their mouths. But anyway, listen, so if you're around the area, as I say, Sunday's the big day. But in the meantime, we were doing the thing about Love Island a couple of weeks back, right?
And with Donegal being the people who are going to take on the breakfast table quiz later on, a bit of Donegal controversy today. So apparently, Daniel O'Donnell.
Donegal's finest.
Bad news. Bad news if you're a Love Island fan, because everybody that loves Love Island, you're wrong. It's terrible. It's trash TV, and that's the end of it. How do we know it's trash TV? Because Daniel O'Donnell has spoken out.
Yeah.
And he's saying, Daniel O'Donnell has spoken out and says, not only would I never watch it, I don't even know what it's about.
They're rude.
I don't even know what it's about. Silly TV. And when asked what sort of TV he thinks is better than Love Island, he says, well, I do.
He said, Daniel and Magella's B&B.
He said, I do love quizzes. I love a quiz.
Does he? Yeah, like a good quiz.
So
there you go. You'd be right in with Daniel. He loves a bit of a quiz.
Yeah. So there you go.
We'll ring him up. We'll get him on the phone, a friend for you.
So it's no coincidence it's going to be a breakfast table quiz Donegal finalist today.
They love a good quiz,
then. So there you go. So it's only trash. He's given out about Love Island. So just how many people here watch Love Island? Yeah, see?
Oh, look at that.
Shame on all of you. Shame on you. Leave. Shame on Longford for being a part of it. And shame on all of you for watching it. So there, because if Daniel speaks out, we know it's the truth. The man is literally next to God.
So there you go. The man that has been appointed by Daniel to take part in the breakfast table quiz is on the way very shortly here at Classic Hits.
The breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the breakfast table quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, we are live today, of course, from Stuart's Care in Palmerstown. Just before we get stuck into the breakfast table quiz, I do have to give a big shout out to the staff in the Beehive. The message apparently is thanks for the massive fry, right? Because we're in... The Beehive is one of the other cafes, isn't it? That's the other side. But we're going to be playing with the manager, or is it the assistant manager? No, you're the boss.
I don't know. I get the blame when it goes wrong.
Right, okay. Well, the boss of Cafe Kaizen here in Stuart's Care in Palmerstown.
Yeah.
And of course, it's a very special clash because our current leader is from Mayo.
Unbelievable, yeah. Unbelievable.
And we're playing for the chance to go and stay in the presidential suite at the 5-star multi-award-winning Muckross Park Hotel. Killarney's best kept secret. Fabulous prize this. Dinner for two in the spectacular gourmet restaurant, the Yew Tree Restaurant. Spa treatment in the world award winning spa at Muckross. You can check it out for yourself at muckrosspark.com. But it's Mayo v Donegal.
Yeah, that's who's got to be. So 11 is the score to beat, which means Eamon McGowan from Donegal. 12 is the score you need to take the lead.
Lovely.
And of course. And if, of course, you get it, that's it. No one can beat you. You will be the breakfast table champion of the week. So
yeah, because final day today, nobody else left to play.
Loads of help here. Loads of help.
Yeah. Now, the thing about it is, it's going to be near on impossible for us to hear the 60-second clock.
I know. So we've no idea.
This could end up running on for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, with the noise in it, I don't know how we're going to know when the 60 seconds is up. We'll do our
best. So, John, if you can hear me, play it really loud,
really
will you?
Really loud.
Right, 60 seconds to try and get 12 correct answers on the breakfast table quiz. It's Eamon McGowan and a cast of thousands. Right. Okay, here we go.
What was the Hunchback of Notre Dame's real name?
Quasimodo.
What is the chemical symbol for hydrogen?
H.
Yeah, what is the name given? The name of the city where the Simpsons come from? The title role of the movie Pretty Woman was played by which actress?
Jenny Rogers.
What TV character said, "Live long and prosper"?
Pass.
Spock from Star Trek. Who was known as the Tramp or the King of Comedy?
Pass.
Charlie Chaplin. Which phobia describes the fear of spiders?
Arachnophobia.
What team played the home games in Old Trafford?
Man United.
In the book The War of the Worlds, aliens from what planet invade Earth?
Pass.
It's Mars. Shanghai is a port in which country?
China.
According to the proverb, what is the mother of invention?
Necessity.
What's up, Doc, is the catchphrase of what cartoon rabbit?
Bugs Bunny.
What pea is the name given to the transfer of pollen from one flower to another?
Pollination.
Which British film is about a group of unemployed Sheffield steel workers who become strippers?
Full Monty.
What would a darts player score if he threw a 2 and a triple 20?
62.
Yeah! You might well have done good here.
Right, so this
I'll
is it.
You something, there's going to be controversy anyway, but if it gets to cheat Mayo out of a win, I'm all for it.
Right, so here we go. Eamon McGowan from Donegal, this is it. Your final score is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12!
A big shout out to the one or two people that helped me. 101 or 102.
Oh my God, it's PJ Gallagher's idea of a dream. Mayo's been beaten by a point.
And Dean Rock here to witness it. Another one.
Listen, well done. I tell you something, and for you, it's a stay in a presidential suite at the 5-star Muckross Park Hotel in Killarney. Well done, you.
One question. How am I going to fit 85 people into the presidential suite?
Have you seen how big this is?
Yeah. Thankfully, Eamon, that's your problem.
Thanks very much. Thank
Congratulations.
You. Congratulations. Come on, Donegal.
There you go. And a reminder, of course, you can check it out, muckrosspark.com, if you want to check it out for yourself. CSI on the way, of course.
CSI on the way. I haven't a clue what year it is because I'm still collecting myself after all of that.
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys and Quit Playing Games here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this fabulous Friday. Out and about at Stuart's Care in Palmerstown here as we get ready for the big summer fair happening this Sunday. Kicks off 11 o'clock, 11 to 4, as part of the celebrations for 150 years serving the community here at Stuart's Care in Palmerstown. We're going to tell you loads more about it and all the stuff that's going on. We've been talking to you about it all morning, in fairness. But we have to give a very important shout out because apparently there's a forgotten element to all of this.
We were
PJ.
Warned about this when we're saying if you miss all the requests, except for this one, it doesn't matter.
So big shout out right to all the Stuart staff and service users in Roscourt. Is it Roscourt? Ross Court, right, who are listening in the moment, and apparently the girls in the F4 office who better have Cake Friday organised.
Yeah,
and so say all of us, I tell you.
Yeah.
I'll be very disappointed if Cake Friday doesn't happen, I can tell you. But apparently they're the forgotten bunch, so we haven't forgotten you this morning. Listen, we're with Brendan O'Connor, who is CEO of Stewart's Care. Brendan, thanks for talking to us. And listen, and we've been talking a little bit about what's going on and the celebrations and the 150 years, but as PJ and myself mentioned earlier on, neither of us were that familiar with the whole setup. So tell us a little bit about what actually it is and what it's all about.
Okay, so Stewart's is a service for people with intellectual disability. This is our 150th year. We were the first service nationally to provide services to people with intellectual disability. And at this stage, we are one of the largest in the state. We would have just over 1,000 staff, and we provide services to 1,000 people with intellectual disability. And when we say that, it's a catch-all for really the full life of a person. So it's from services to young children, to infants, young children, through school years, and then you pop out of school and you're into kind of adult services, day services where you live with your family. We have a couple of hundred individuals who would come in and join us on a daily basis for support. And then ultimately it's residential care when family structures might break down or people just become that little bit older. And we would have 260 residents who live with us full time.
Right, okay.
So it's a really quite a large service.
Obviously, we've been chatting a lot about the fact that Sunday is the big day, big family fun day, big summer fair, and you know the inflatable climbing wall and the big screen and the barbecue and all the foodie things and the Prosecco van and all that.
And the fact that if it's this lively on a breakfast normal morning, what's going to be like a big day?
And you know, weather-wise, looks like it's going to be great. So it's a fantastic day, and that's what we've been talking about all morning. Yeah. But obviously, I assume the important part of that is the fundraising aspect. I assume that that's a vital part of what you need for this to kind of do what you need to do.
Actually, the vital part of it is about having fun. It is simply about being connected with the community. So it's for families to engage with staff, to engage with people with intellectual disabilities, and to work as one community ourselves and work with our wider community in Palmerston, Ballyferm, Clondalkin, Lucan, Selbridge and Leixlip. So we really, you know, we can be shielded off away from the community and be seen as a big service that operates like a company.
Yeah.
When actually we want to bring those walls down and open up the doors and say, actually, we're the same as you. We're all the same as each other. And for us, it is simply about having a bit of fun together.
Yeah, so inclusivity is the main thing, isn't it? So that everybody be being equal members of the community.
That's it. That's precisely that. So fundraising is you know, a beneficial add-on to that.
It never goes wrong.
The other thing that we just mentioned earlier on, we probably didn't give it too much attention, is the fact that, again, as you say, on the basis of that sort of inclusivity and that sort of two-way kind of thing, the fact that there is a big public facility here, isn't there, in terms of the sports setup?
Yeah, we have a sports centre. Sports centre provides swimming to probably 1,400 children a week. So that's and really how that's set up is that it's a mix of internal service, a particular pool for people with intellectual disabilities, with particular supports around accessibility, but also then to engage that with public swims. So between children's teaching and public swimming. So actually, if you were in local community, you'd often find that if you attend a gym or you're in the pool, you'll often share that space at the same time with people with intellectual disabilities.
Right.
And like you're talking about intellectual disability, physical disability, autism, mental health issues. So, you know, you're sharing space with people who are different from you. And at the same time, for people with intellectual disability, they're sharing that space with people who are there equal in the community.
So it's a perfect crossover, yeah.
It's good for all of us, really, though, isn't
it? It's wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, good for all. I will say, talking about sports, everyone here seems to be absolutely sports mad.
Yeah.
I mean, today is a day where everybody in here is supposed to wear a football jersey of some description, and the amount of support and abuse that we've got today.
Vital.
I mean, this is quite a lively place to be, isn't it?
They've actually asked for this to happen every Friday.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're up for it, absolutely, yeah. And we should mention, of course, that Dean Rock, who's with us from the Dubs, of course, is a big part of the fundraising activity that goes on here as well. And there is a big sports feel to the day today,
great,
which has been fantastic. We've loved it. It's been great crack. Yeah. It really has.
It's wonderful. And just to add to that, it's as much as it is about the fundraising, it's about the awareness. And it really is just about saying, you know what? Actually, everybody is the same. We're all human beings. We all share this planet together. We're all different from each other. And actually, we all just need to work together, live together, and share a space together.
Yeah, maybe how small a difference can be between people. Really.
Can we just say as well, Brendan, that, you know, considering you've been at this for 150 years, you look well.
Yeah.
You're doing okay, everybody. You're doing all right.
I've got very grey very quickly over the last year or two.
Yeah, I bet.
Fantastic. So, Brendan O'Connor, CEO of Stewart's. us, Ciarán. Thanks so much for talking to us. The big day is, of course, Sunday. That's really why we're here. It's just to encourage you to come along. And as Brendan says, it's just taking part, enjoying the kind of fun activities that are going on. And there is so much going on. If you're a foodie, there's everything for you. If you're into, I mean, they even have a massive screen so you won't miss out on Wimbledon.
On Wimbledon,
you know, I mean, there's therapy dogs, which BJ is over the moon about.
Gourmet food parlour going to be down giving out food as well.
Yeah, so, there's the special autism-friendly area as well. As we mentioned, the inflatable climbing wall and all the other activities. It's going to be an amazing, amazing day.
Quite literally something.
Weather
everyone, yeah.
we're hearing as well is going to be fantastic. So it literally ticks every box.
Who knew you controlled the weather and all in this place? This is a great place altogether.
What a talent. What a talent that man has. Anyway, it's been a fantastic morning here live from Stuart's Care and Palmerstown on Classic Hits. Go M people and search for the hero. Final tune from us this morning. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We've been live all morning from Stuart's Care in Palmerstown, all part of course of the big 150 year celebrations that are going to be kicking off officially on Sunday at the big summer fair. Hopefully you're going to be able to make it along. Looks like it's going to be a fantastic day. 11 a.m. is kickoff. Don't miss it. Honestly, it sounds like it's going to be amazing, because if it's anything like the morning we've had, it'll be action packed.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I'm exhausted.
Exhausted.
You have officially worn me out.
Us both, I've never woken up in the morning and need to go back to bed so much in my life. This is like an amazing experience to say. It's definitely a very lively place here at Stuart's Care. Like Jim said, Sunday is the day to get down here. I wouldn't miss it. There's going to be an awful lot going on.
Yeah.
If you want to expend, if you have trouble sleeping, I recommend getting down here on Sunday. Because you'll be in bed and everything by 8 o'clock.
If you have anybody with a little bit too much energy, you need to wear somebody out. This would be the place to
be. It's got
to
be the right place.
And it looks like it's going to be an incredible weather day. They're predicting the weather of the weekend is going to be fantastic.
Saturday's looking like a cracker of a day, but it's looking even better on Sunday. So you've no excuse to stay indoors. Yeah. So get down and hopefully see
Stuart's
you there.
Care here in Palmerstown, the big summer fair. Everything you could possibly want, no matter what you're into, it'll be all here. It'll be all happening. We have had a fantastic morning. Thank you all so much. You've been really good.
And that's it. We are going to bed. We are going to bed.